Recalled to Life, a D.L. and Pascoe novel by Reginald Hill, read by Brian Glover. You had abandoned all hope of being dug out long ago. You know that you are recalled to life. They tell me so. I hope you care to live. I can't say. Author's note. That epigraph and all chapter headings come from A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens. Part the First. Golden Age. Chapter 1. I tell thee that although it is a long time on the road, it is on the road and coming. It was the best of crimes. It was the worst of crimes. It was born of love. It was spawned by greed. It was completely unplanned. It was coldly premeditated. It was an open and shut case. It was a locked room mystery. It was the act of a guileless girl. It was the work of a scheming scoundrel. It was the end of an era. It was the start of an era. A man with the face of a laughing boy reigned in Washington. A man with the features of a lugubrious hound ruled in Westminster. An ex-marine got a job at a Dallas book repository. An ex-minister of war lost a job in politics. A group known as the Beatles made their first million. A group known as the Great Train Robbers made their first 2 million. It was the time when those who had fought to save the world began to surrender it to those they had fought to save it for. Dixon of Dock Green was giving way to Zed Cars, Bond to Smiley, the Monsignors to the Maharishis, Matt Dillon to Bob Dylan, LSD to LSD. As the sunset glow of the old golden age imploded into the psychedelic dawn of the new age of glitz. It was the year of our Lord, 1963, and it is altogether fitting that this...